Okay, and some of them have quit then coming
goes,
through
then
because
it goes
of the
to the
appeals.
County attorney.
Right.
Then he takes care of it.
Correct.
Of course, it may
last for years.
It gets caught up in limbo.
Mm-hmm. But maybe if it goes to a county attorney after we put a stop on it, some of these people might think, I better do something because I don't want to go to court over this, too.
Right.
And some of them are going to think, well, I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah, you're going to get both ways.
It's like that other 2,500 that we don't have that are not even applying for special.
But I think we need to, if we can put a stop order on some of these places, that's my opinion.
I look for this Branson Creek. It's about done. They're just going to go ahead and rent and not even bring it through.
Well, after you get the zoning, if they're not in compliance, they'll get their letter and
Well, I understand that. Is it a done deal that we're going
to
change?
Branson Creek is going to have to be a residential one or whatever because there are not so many nightly rentals there now, right?
Would you say
so it would be R2?
It's not going to apply.
But with the nightly rental, it has to be a decision whether it's in R2.
Would you say
or R2? In R2 is nightly rentals just allowed.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of decisions that you're going to have to come up with.
Yeah. But there's such a big percentage there that it's going to be hard to say.
We're not
ever going to do that again.
Correct, because it's,
yeah. You'll never get that done.
Well, all the problems will not end if you change zoning.
Yeah. Well, not out there for sure.
No. Not anywhere.
It's a good start.
There will be problems whichever way we go. That's job security.
I feel like we need to push them on their limit in their time, and if they go past that.
Well, we've had some that had fire sprinklers scheduled, and then they put on hold when there's appeals made, and they're waiting. But
well, we had that one deal.
Have we put a stop order on anything out there yet?
In Branson Creek? No.
It really doesn't make any sense for us to have the authority to tell people what they can do if we can't tell them what they can't do.
Right. We always had the ability to.
No point in having any rules.
No.
Yeah, we've always had the ability to stop order.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we have no way to enforce them.
But we can't enforce it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Or we can go into the attorney. Go to the county attorney.
Well, we enforce the rules to the point of where we send it to the attorney.
Yeah. But there is
as far, though.
Right. If you change this, you'll have to do your public hearings, too, and everything. I mean, this is not just an overnight process to change from one type of zoning to another type of zoning or with our code. There's hoops you got to jump through.
Yeah.
And it's going to take a while.
But Scott is checking up on those. Correct me, Scott, mm-hmm. if I mistake, that you have said if you do this, this, and this, Scott's seeing that they follow that. If they don't follow it in amount of time, then they'll be sent a letter to cease, right?
Right.
And after all of that is done,
how long does it take to go to the attorney?
They can turn to prosecutor.
Well, how long have we been waiting on this for that big house out on Table Rock Lake that we
about 4 years now.
Stop order on that deal.
That's been going on for about 4 years, and it ain't went to court yet.
No. It's in court. The deal.
Well, that's right. I remember now. It was a few months ago.
But it hasn't gone any further. They're still renting it.
They're still renting it, and there'll be delays, and lawyers will file motions for this. Yeah.
How long does it take for once you go through what Sheila just said? How long does it take after it goes to the attorney before they do anything?
3 to 4 years so far. They're still
it's not done yet.
Is that what's in appellate court?
Yes.
Yeah. When the appellate court rules,
Something happened. Yeah. But that's been, well, it's 4 years.
You never know, the appellate court, you won't know until they'll just come down and give a ruling one day.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get front row seating in the court system as long as there's people being murdered out here and as long as there's little children being molested and stuff like that, and they're not going to get front row seating on planning problems. That's just the way it is. No.
Yeah. Okay, somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
I second.
Somebody second?